Hello and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Sunday, November 6th. I am your host, Daniel Green. You can find me on Twitter at DanielAGreen1, green like the color. I also am known as the judge in the DFS world, or the DFS realm. Is there a difference between realm and world, Tyler?
I don't think there is, man. I think it's the same thing.
All right. Anyway, joining me for this beautiful show is the wild man himself, Tyler Watts. Tyler, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Been a long day. Getting ready to get this done.
Yeah, so we also, it's daylight savings today. So it's right now it's 1:30 in the morning, but really it's like 12:30. It's 12:30. It's early. You know,
if you say so, Daniel.
All right, so you guys, you listeners are in for a treat, or you're angry that we're taping this, but hopefully you're excited that we're doing a pod. Some days they're not going to be Sunday DFS shows, because Sunday is the day we do our season long show. So we're going to tape that. Well, right now it's late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, but we're taping a pod on Sunday, led by Mark F. Roberts, and that will be almost all entirely season-long focus. So I know a lot of you have been asking about that. So that's going to be a cool podcast we're doing later. Me, Mark, Tyler, and Kyle might all be on that pod. So might all be on that podcast. So be on the lookout for that. But right now, me and Tyler are going to discuss the DFS slate for Sunday. Now, we're only going to talk about the main slate on FanDuel. So there's six games in total tomorrow. But really, the main slate starts at 6 p.m., and that includes four games. Now, you guys, when you're listening to this podcast, you should be sitting down because it is ugly. It is horrifying. It is scary. It should be Halloween, Tyler, because looking at these players and who's available to choose from, it is not going to be, you got to be on your game on Sunday.
I totally agree. I mean, there's going to be some bad picks to make. So
yeah, Yeah, so at first I was horrified, and then the more I was playing around with this and making lineups, I was like, you know what, this is actually a fun slate because there's so many value guys. There's not a lot of stars playing tomorrow on Sunday, so man, like I'm definitely going to have lineups where I have like $1,000, $2,000, maybe even like $3,000 left over. I mean, like I just built a lineup, with Tyler pre-show. It had like $6,000 like left over, and it was a pretty good lineup. So you're going to have some, there's going to be some crazy lineups tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if whatever wins the big GPPs is just, it's going to be something you're going to look at and be like, oh my God, every single player, all nine of those guys suck at basketball. So it could be a lot of fun as well. So let's dive into it, Tyler. Four games. There's one game we don't have an over under or a spread yet. And that's Sacramento at Toronto. And that's one because, I think we're waiting on to see if Rudy Gay is going to change. And the other is because Vegas probably doesn't even want to guess about Sacramento anymore because they are just an atrocious, just debacle of a nightmare D-League team. They got blown out on Saturday night. Who did they play, Milwaukee, on Saturday?
They did play Milwaukee,
yeah, yes. They got blown out against Milwaukee. So, and remember, this is Sacramento's fifth game of the week. So, and now they have to fly to Toronto. I mean, dear God, the spread could be, I don't know, Toronto minus 12. I mean, that would be.
I think I'd still take Toronto in that.
I know. I mean, that's what I mean. It could be Toronto minus 15, especially if Rudy Gay doesn't play. So, normally, we probably say you can avoid that game for the most part. But on a four game slate, it's going to be very hard just to say avoiding a game entirely. So that you're probably still going to have to grab a player or two from that game. And as we'll get into in a couple minutes, I mean, DeMarcus Cousins is by far, the most expensive player, or actually Giannis is, but DeMarcus is the only other really expensive guy, and a ton of people are probably going to want to fade him, but just because you're going to have so much salary left over, he's probably going to be like 100% owned. Like, there's so much salary. The players are so cheap on Sunday. I could see like every lineup having Giannis and DeMarcus Cousins.
It's a possibility, but yeah. I think some guys are just going to go away from the grain and leave the money.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do think in cash games, probably Giannis and Cousins do make sense. It's just because you have the money available. But so other than that, we have Milwaukee at Dallas. In terms of over-under, it's a disgusting game, 198. Dallas is favored by 2.5. I don't know why, because Dallas is one of the worst teams in the league as well. I mean, Milwaukee's not great, but Dallas is they are a nightmare. Now, I normally wouldn't want much of this game, but because the Dallas guys are so dirt cheap, like J.J. Barea, Harrison Barnes, Wes Matthews, so I'm actually going to be playing quite a bit of them. But, like, man, like, they are struggling as a team.
Well, and it's worth mentioning, too, the Milwaukee's on the second of a back-to-back. They played Sacramento today. And not only that, but they have to travel from Milwaukee to Dallas for the game. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the only reason Dallas is favored.
I would think so.
Denver at Boston. Boston's favored by 8, 211 over-under. I could see Boston blowing Denver out, here. I mean, I'm trying to think, do we know if so I guess Al Horford is going to be out for that game, and Damari Carroll is questionable. That's surprising to me. I know I read he made progress from his ankle injury, but that was a couple days ago. I'd be shocked if he plays on Sunday, but I guess make sure to check the news and see if he's going to play, because obviously he'd become a viable option if he does decide to suit up on Sunday. And the best game of the night by far is Phoenix at the Lakers. Lakers coming off that beatdown of Golden State. They're favored by 3 points, 217 over-under. This is the game we probably want to target the most. Especially on a slate like this, I will absolutely have a game stack of this game. Probably a game stack of the Milwaukee-Dallas game and Denver-Boston too, quite honestly. But this is going to be a good game to target. In terms of injuries, we mentioned Al Horford's out. Will Barton still out for Denver, and Dirk is out for Dallas. So dear God, with Dallas, who's questionable? Mike Conley is questionable. Rudy Gay is questionable. Damari Carroll, Darren Williams, and Kelly Olynyk. So be on the lookout for news, because that obviously will impact what's going to go on and who's going to be in play for Sunday. And just a quick example of that, like. Because the problem is, like, Tyler and I are taping this show, late at night. So by the time, you're actually making your lineup, things could entirely change. So a couple of days ago, I think – I forgot who it was. Who got scratched that made Terrence Jones start for the Pelicans? Do you remember?
It was that Cunningham guy got suspended, Dante Cunningham.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, that news broke late the next day. And then, I think probably hopefully you guys heard of that news and then put Terrence Jones in your lineup. And then Terrence Jones went off for like 45 FanDuel points. He had like as many as Anthony Davis. So just you guys got to make sure you're checking the news. Even though it's a Sunday and you want to have a Sunday fun day, just make sure you're checking the news before you submit that lineup, man.
No doubt. One thing I'll mention quickly before you get into the slate is Gordon Hayward's going to make a season debut.
Oh.
Now, it's not on the games that we're covering. It's an earlier game. But if you're playing your season-long leagues and you got Gordon Hayward and you want to get him in your lineup, feel free. He's supposed to make his season debut tomorrow.
Excited. Is he on a minute restriction?
They said probably around 20, but I haven't seen anything definite.
Nice. All right. Other than that, the Kings, Bucks, and Nuggets are on the second day of a back-to-back, and the Utah Jazz on a first day of a back-to-back. Let's get to the plays, man. So we'll start off like we always do at point guard. Normally I tell you point guard's loaded, options galore. And I guess the same could be true in a sense. I mean, there's lots of options, but there's no real studs. I mean, there's no Curry. Curry's not even a stud anymore. Curry's a bum. Anyway, there's no Westbrook. There's no Lillard. There's no Chris Paul. The top point guard, Kyler, Isaiah Thomas, 8.1K versus Denver. So when I first looked at this, I'm like, wow, he's really only a tournament guy for me. Like, I'm not going to play him in cash. And then I thought about it, dude, he's been pretty consistent this year. I mean, he's got a really safe floor. He plays consistent, in the low to mid 30s in minutes. He's been between 33 and 46 FanDuel points on the year. So I am going to use him in my cash games right now.
Well, yeah, and I mean, with the money that's going to be left over from some of the other plays, I mean, I could definitely see playing Isaiah Thomas all over the place tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, he's obviously a good tournament play too, because he does have monster upside. Next guy up, Eric Bledsoe, 7.5K at the Lakers. he has not started the year off well. I mean, the thing I like most is the minutes are there. I mean, he's averaged 38 minutes the last two games. But with T.J. Warren and Devin Booker gunning, like, over 20 shots a game, like, Bledsoe is – he's, like, clearly their number three option in terms of, like, field goal attempts. You know, he's not getting a lot of assists, which I wish he would. I wish he could try to pick up some assists, but that's not really happening right now. But great matchup versus Lakers, best over under of the day. So I'm gonna use him in a lot of tournaments, but I'm probably not gonna roll with him in cash games, even though I probably will have the salary.
I mean, I kind of agree. He hasn't really been meeting the value. He's only reached value in two of the six games so far this year, but. Lakers are notorious for not playing a great deal of defense, so you could see Bledsoe having maybe his best game of the season tomorrow, and it wouldn't be crazy.
Yep, next up, Kyle Lowry. Now, the problem here is, I mean, I like the price, 7.5K. I think that's a very fair price for him. Last year, there were large portions of the season he was about 8.5K. So it's versus Sacramento. So as we already discussed, can Sacramento keep this game close? I mean, man, I don't know what to make of Sacramento. They are so bad and on a five-game week and all that stuff we already mentioned. So he's going to be a tournament play only for me. And I'm just, you know, if you play him in some big tournaments, just hope the game stays close. And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love that game staying close tomorrow with the way Sacramento's been playing. It's their fifth game of the week. I mean, they've been traveling all over the East Coast, and now they have to travel overnight from Milwaukee to Toronto. I mean, I'm not loving Lowry tomorrow just because I think that game's going to be a smashing.
Yeah, and then that's – see, normally that would make him a great tournament play because he'd be low-owned. But on this four-game slate, I'm just not sure. So next up, D'Angelo Russell, 6.1K. Versus Phoenix, best game of the night. He's got some nice upside. Last game against Golden State, only played 22 minutes because they absolutely blew Golden State, you know, out of the building, and still put up 26 FanDuel points. So I like this matchup for him. The question for him, I mean, like his usage rate is phenomenal. He's just not getting he's not getting enough minutes to put up like a 50, 55 point FanDuel point night yet. Although I think he could. So I'll be playing him a lot in tournaments. I'm probably not going to use him in cash games, but he, you know, yeah, I probably won't go there in cash games, but tournaments, I love him.
I will say this. He's been getting like 32 minutes a game in the games that have been close. And so, I mean, you got to like the chances of Phoenix keeping that game close tomorrow. I mean, I don't think either one is a super great team. And if the game is close, I mean, in 32 minutes against Eric Bledsoe and Devin Booker, who aren't great defenders, I could see D'Angelo Russell having a pretty good game. I actually really like D'Angelo Russell to play tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a good play. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could probably use him in cash too. Quite honestly, I'm just gonna go a little lower in salary and talk about. We'll talk about a guy in a second I'd probably prefer. Next up, Deron Williams. I have nothing to say. He's questionable. Let's hope he doesn't play. I don't want to see him on the court ever again. Like he's just not a very good basketball player anymore. I do feel bad for him in a way because he's dealt with so many injuries. You know, it's kind of painful to watch him play at times. So, you know, Dallas has nothing to play for, I don't think, this year. I think they should just rest him up and let him try to be as healthy as he can, quite honestly.
I heard you're a lover of his Panther tattoo, too.
I didn't even know. Well, he has a Panther? I didn't even know that. That is not true. I'm a lover of that.
He has a giant Panther tattoo on his arm, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You've never seen him?
No, I've seen him. I didn't even know it was a Panther. I mean, I know he's tatted up. Oh, it's a pant. That's what that big thing is on his arm.
That's what it looks like to me. I mean, I don't know. I didn't draw the tattoo myself or anything.
I mean, I'm looking at his game logs. Man, dude, he's played 40 minutes, 34, 31, 34, and 37. That's too many minutes for him. I mean,
that's why he keeps getting hurt.
Yeah, poor Deron Williams. His production, you know, it's actually better than I thought. I mean, last game he put up 12 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, that's basically hitting value. So if he plays, like, I mean, you know, on a four-game slate, you can throw him in a tournament or two, I guess.
I mean, yeah, he's been between 19 and 35 FanDuel points, I mean, this year. I mean, he's got the upside to get you some, you know, value or even a little bit over, but
yeah. I mean, the problem is, I think his floor is okay. The ceiling is just low, so I don't think he can help you win a GPP. I mean,
No. What's the most he can get? 35, 40?
I think 30 is like the ceiling on him. But
he had 35 once this year. How could 30 be the ceiling?
Well, if he's banged up and.
That's the question. Is we don't really know how banged up he is. I'm not loving him as a play tomorrow. In a GPP, you might play him and get lucky. He gets 35 points and
yeah, whatever. We spend way too much time on Darren Williams. We should have a show. We should have like a rule on the show. We can't talk about Darren Williams again on the pod.
All right, let's get the next guy. Come on.
Next, yeah. So this is the guy that I want from Dallas. That's JJ Barea, 5.2K. Consistent minutes. They've been around 30 for the season. He's been between about 21 and 32 FanDuel points. He's been over 29 FanDuel points in three of the last five games. I mean, the last game, he was fantastic. In who did they play last game? They played Portland. Dame Lillard is not a very good defender, but still, he played 30 minutes at 23 actual points with six assists, and that's 29 FanDuel points. So that's exceeding value. I think he's a very nice play tomorrow at 5.2K. Right now, I have the little man locked in as a cash game play for me, and I'll throw him in some tournaments probably too.
As a short man, I'm very fond of JJ Barea's game. he's getting consistent minutes, like right around 30 a night. I actually really like JJ Barea as a play tomorrow. The matchup isn't the best. I mean, I think Dellavedova was a pretty good defender, and I mean, I think that Milwaukee's got some crazy length on that squad in general. But I'm definitely loving Barea tomorrow.
It's gonna be a lot of fun to watch two little white dudes, JJ and Deli, run around the court tomorrow. Let's see, where was I? Next up, so my screen is frozen. Oh, there it is. All right. So next up, Marcus Smart, 5.1K versus Denver. I'm not big on using Marcus Smart. Like he's not a good offensive. I mean, defensively, I love him, but offensively, he doesn't give you much. You know, I think he's got a very low ceiling, so not a guy that I'm going to target too much, even on a four-game slate. And I think he's priced a little too high, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, he's gotten basically 20 FanDuel points in his two games he's played this year. He was injured at the beginning of the season. And at 5.1K, you're not loving 20 FanDuel points, so I'm probably passing on Marcus Smart tomorrow.
Dude, I was just thinking, like, how far has Dallas fallen? Dallas's best player maybe either J.J. Barea or Harrison Barnes. Or Wes Matthews, who has, like, one Achilles. Like, it's just horrible.
It's bad, man.
Yeah, it's bad. If there's any Mavs fans out there, man, I feel you. I feel you. Last play for point guard, Ty Lawson. I mean, wow. I had such high hopes for this bum to start the year. And, like, the minutes were there to start the year. He actually, like, I watched the first couple games, Sacramento games. He looked, like, relatively quick. And then, like, if you watch the last couple games, he still got Sacramento got blown out. So I'm not going to count the game against Milwaukee where he only played 20 minutes. But before that, he's getting, like, over 35 minutes almost every game. And he basically has a floor of, like, 25 FanDuel points. So, and he went from looking relatively quick to, like, looking like a slow molasses, slow as molasses. What's a molasses? Is that even a saying? What is it?
Yeah. Slow as molasses, it's like this kind of like kind of looks like honey, and it like if you try to like move it out of the jar, it moves like super duper slow.
Is it like a food? What is it?
Yeah, people eat it like molasses. They put it on like toast and stuff.
Interesting. I've never had. Oh, I'm Googling it.
Molasses cookies. You've ever had them? They're kind of.
No, that's the first thing that came up. Yeah, like,
they're popular during Christmas time. It's like people
are. Try some of this. This looks delicious. Anyway. Yeah, Ty Lawson. When you think of Ty Lawson, think of molasses. That's what you think of. He's that slow nowadays. The ceiling is just not quite there. We already mentioned this is their fifth game of the week, blowout potential. I'm probably not going to use a lot of Ty Lawson on Sunday.
Yeah, I just put him on there because I mean the salary's cheap and he's getting big minutes, but I'm avoiding Lawson. He's looked bad and he's just not getting any points.
I'm trying to see. So if Ty Lawson's not going to get it, let's say he's not going to get a ton of minutes at point guard tomorrow. Who from Sacramento could get 25 point guard minutes?
Garrett Temple, who does absolutely nothing for fantasy.
But
so
he guns the ball.
Maybe you're watching a different game than I am, man.
Man, where is that? Now I got to look at his stats for He gets the ball and shoots every time he gets it. Yeah, I mean, look, against Milwaukee, 28 minutes, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 34 FanDuel points, dude. And he's the minimum, 3.5K.
Yeah, look at every other game.
Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, he sucks. He sucks. He sucks. He's not a good basketball player. I'm not recommending him in any way, you know, in terms of you should go out and buy a Garrett Temple jersey. But what I am saying, on a 4-game slate, and Sacramento's played 5 games, he could be in line. I mean, he's getting – I'm looking at the box scores, man. He gets minutes. The last 3 games, 28, 13, and 30, and then 25 before that. So he is going to be at 3.5K. I'm gonna have to throw him in a couple lineups tomorrow.
He's had 2 games where he scored 0 points, but if you want to waste your money, go ahead, play him tomorrow.
Dude, you know, I play lots of lineups. I will be playing me some Garrett Temple. And, dude, and it's a Sunday Temple. This may work out. Garrett Temple.
All right, move on, Temple boy.
Garrett Temple. Let's all play a lineup with Garrett Temple. So let's move to shooting guard. Giannis is the top shooting guard on the board, 9.9K at Dallas. You know, I'm not going to say too much about him. Get him in your cash lineup. Fantastic playing tournaments as well. He's expensive, but he's so worth it. He does everything for that team. He's been so super consistent, a consistency monster, over 50 FanDuel points in 3 out of the 6 games. He's got a floor of like 42 FanDuel points. Just a beautiful play, a beautiful person. I love everything about Giannis. He makes me so happy to watch play basketball. The more intriguing play, Tyler, is what to do with DeMar DeRozan. DeMar's price has come up all the way to 8.8K. For a one-trick pony, that is asinine. It's crazy. It's ludicrous. But he's been on fire. He leads the NBA in scoring. He's like top 3 or 4 in usage rate. You know, I've been fading him almost every night. To me, it's just, you know, he's not that all his stats got to come down. The field goal percentage, you know, the usage, he can't maintain that. So I don't think it's a good play. I really don't. Thoughts?
I don't think it's a good play, just in the sense that I think they're going to blow him out now. He could score 25 or 30 actual points in 3 quarters and not play in the 4th against Sacramento, and I wouldn't be surprised. But, I mean, I just think that game's going to be such a blowout. At 8.8K, I'm not loving DeMar DeRozan.
I mean, like, there's no doubt in about, I'd say 2 weeks from now, and you guys can call me out on this, 2 weeks from now, my prediction is his price is around 7.5K. We'll see how accurate I am. Next up, Avery Bradley, 6.8K, another guy, too expensive. Versus Denver, you know, he's been between like 24 and 51 FanDuel points. So, you know, he's somewhat become a boomer bust player. But he does have the green light for Boston. He is going to get a lot of shots. So I think he's an excellent tournament play on Sunday. I just don't want to play him in cash.
I agree. I mean, when you look at the first look at the salary, that jumped off to me too, that it was too high. But I mean, he's got a 51-point game, a 40-point game. I mean, in GPPs, you got to throw him in there and just hope it's a good one.
Yep. Next guy, get him in your cash games, Devin Booker, 5.9K at the Lakers. Fantastic matchup. You know, Booker finally went off for 41 FanDuel points last game. I think he had over 30 actual points. You know, he's another one. He's another one-trick pony. But he's getting massive minutes, massive shots. So, I mean, it's funny because you look at DeMar, Avery Bradley, and Devin Booker, all kind of one-trick ponies. And Booker is, you know, $3,000 less than DeMar. And I think Booker easily could have more FanDuel points than DeMar on Sunday. So I think he's a great play for cash and tournaments.
Oh, you just love the price. I mean, 5.9K, I think that's going to rise over the season just with the amount of shots he's getting. And I love Booker tomorrow. Just
yeah, but what will be a funny debate is at the end of the year, who's priced higher, DeMar or Booker? I bet you they're really close in salary.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Next up, this guy could be a sneaky ninja, Jordan Clarkson, 5K. He's still trying to try to figure out his role with the Lakers. Luke Walton is playing every dang player on the roster. You know, really substantial. I mean, not, or I should say decent minutes. I mean, everyone on the 10 players are getting like between like 18 and 28 minutes. It's pretty crazy. So Jordan Clarkson, he's only hit value once this year, but now the price is dropped to a level where I'm somewhat comfortable playing him. It's 5K versus Phoenix. Great matchup. Best over under of the day. He's got a scary floor, but I think he has an okay ceiling if he can get hot. So nice tournament play, I think. It's hard to be sneaky on a 4-game slate, Tyler.
I kind of agree with that. I think he's going to be overlooked, especially coming off of, You know, I mean, he's had a 5-point game this season, so I some people are going to be shying away from him. I think he can score a lot of points against Phoenix. It's a good matchup.
Yeah, and just to go along with that, another guy you could who people will probably play instead of him, just based on the recency bias, is Lou Williams. He's only 4.7K. He's actually reached value in 3 of 6 games. He's had 31 and 34 FanDuel points the last 2 games. So, you know, if Lou will gets hot, he could have a really nice game versus Phoenix too. Like I said, Luke Walton's giving all those guys minutes. So, I mean, like if I had to choose between Lou Williams and Clarkson, that's a hard choice, man. I mean, like I might lean towards Lou Will as much as that's kind of a boom or bust play.
Well, and the thing that you got to like about Lou Williams is when he gets the ball in his hands, he shoots the ball. And so, I mean, anytime he gets the ball, he's going to shoot. I mean, that creates FanDuel points. 4.7K, great matchup. I'd play some Lou Williams tomorrow if it was me.
Yeah, another guy whose price is dropping like the sinking like the Titanic is Brandon Knight, down to 4.9K. I mean, he was like a 7 or 8K player at the beginning of last year. Wow, he is just how the mighty have fallen here because, look, Phoenix and then in the backcourt, they got Bledsoe, then they got Booker, and TJ Warren takes 20 shots a game now. So there's just not a lot left for Knight. With that said, 4-game slate, 4.9K, you know, when these prices keep dropping, Knight's a talented player. So he's a GPP special for me tomorrow. I'm going to have some lineups with Knight, with Clarkson, you know, with Lou Will, because one of those guys is going to go off, and, you know, it's just a matter of finding the right one.
Totally agree there.
Lastly is Wes Matthews, another guy, 4.7K. I mean, he may be Dallas's best player. I mean, that price is just so dang low. He's had a game of 39 FanDuel points this season. I actually was fortunate enough to play him that night. I also played him a couple nights was it last night or 2 nights ago when he got injured and then gave me 5 FanDuel points and killed half my lineups. But, you know, when he's getting tons of minutes for them, he still doesn't look 100% healthy. He's not as good as he was in Portland a couple years ago. But at 4.7K, that's so dirt cheap. I mean, if you want to use him in cash, I'd even be okay with it. I mean, I think he's got a safe floor as long as he's healthy. And you know, you can throw him in a couple tournaments too. Like he's Dallas needs scores. So JJ Barea, Wes Matthews, and Harrison Barnes are going to have to do all the heavy lifting on Sunday.
Totally agree there.
And then just because he's on, just because Tyler put him on, I'll mention him. If you want to play Uncle P, aka Swaggy P, and by the way, Tyler wrote that. I would never say that. But if you want to play Swaggy P for the Lakers, go ahead. 3.7K. I mean, whatever. He is starting and getting minutes. That's all I'll say.
He's got 21 and 22 FanDuel points two games.
I totally agree. He was worth mentioning. It's just I can't believe that he is getting minutes.
Neither can I. And he's a chucker, man. You like the chuckers.
Yeah. So, all right, small forward. Wow. I mean, like, so if Rudy Gay, 7.3K, I don't think he's going to play, but I'm not sure. So just make sure to check the news. If he plays, on a 4-game slate, he's probably a tournament play only, you know, in that Sacramento-Toronto game. Next up, you got Gallo, 6.5K at Boston. Wow, what's it do here? I mean, Gallo hasn't looked right this year. He's been consistent, but unfortunately consistent in a bad way. Yeah, consistently bad, consistently mediocre. So he hasn't hit value once this season. His high has been 29 FanDuel points. So tournament only, I've seen it in the past. I mean, when he gets hot, he can put up 50 FanDuel points. He just hasn't gotten close to that yet this year. So tournaments only.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to bet on him, especially against Boston, who's got some good defenders. But he has been known to have a big game from time to time. So
yep. Next up, get him in your cash games. Just don't overthink it. TJ Warren, the price has come up. It's 6.3K now. But he's just playing too well, getting too many shots, getting too many minutes to not play in cash games. At the Lakers, just beautiful. Let's see. The last two games, 41 and 35 FanDuel points. But he's been consistently giving you close to 40 FanDuel points, you know, throughout the years. Had a couple, you know, in the low 20s. But I think on Sunday, you gotta get him in your cash games.
Well, I just love the matchup, too. I mean, that should be just a crazy high-scoring game. And so,
I mean, with that said, though, the only – good defender the Lakers have, I think, is Luol Deng. So Deng's a decent defender, but in terms of the matchup, see, this is the thing that you got to remember when you say matchup, and I'm speaking to not to you, Tyler, just to everyone, is that matchup includes not like who's just personally defending the guy. It's also like the pace and the over under. So the matchup, you know, just given the 217 pace, and that means the number of possessions is going to be phenomenal. I like that. I mean, I still think Luol Deng is a pretty good defender who will be guarding TJ Warren.
Yeah, but I mean, the Lakers like to do a lot of switching, so I mean, I don't see Luol Deng obviously guarding him every possession. And another thing you gotta like about TJ Warren is he can chip in kind of a lot of different ways. He's a really good rebounder for a small forward. I think the one year he averaged like 7 or 8 rebounds a game, which is pretty insane.
Dude, you are dropping the knowledge on this show. Do you feel it? Can you tell? Like, I feel like your confidence has grown. Your knowledge is just like, you know. I think it's because of me. It's rubbing off on you. I mean, you just sound beautiful tonight on the show.
Thanks, Daniel.
You feel it?
I feel it.
I mean, I'm telling you, man. Let's see. Next up,
Harrison Barnes, your boy.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry, I lost my place. Harry B, man. 5.1K versus Milwaukee. That's too dang cheap. Like him, JJ Brea, and Wes Matthews got to do all the heavy lifting for them on Sunday with Dirk out. If I a gun to my head, who's their best player? Man, I guess I'd say Harry B. I think on this show, I think I've said on this show that Wes Matthews is the best player, JJ Brea, and Harrison Barnes. But they're basically, I mean, it's like they're all so equally not deserving of that title, but 5.1K, that's too cheap. He's getting lots of minutes, obviously. He's going to get lots of shots. And the production has been fine, man. 28, 40, 16, 19, and 27 FanDuel points. So he basically, he should be around a 6K player. He will be in my cash games, I think, and tournaments as well.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis might be guarding him tomorrow, which you don't quite love that, but I mean, who else is going to take the shots? I mean, you got to play some Harrison Barnes tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, I mean, right now my cash game does have. Let me just make sure this is right. It has JJ Brea, Harrison Barnes, and then another Dallas guy we're going to talk about in a second. So I got three Dallas guys, you know, and I was tempted to play Wes Matthews in there as well, but I just have Giannis and Devin Booker. So, you know, I mean, the thing about Dallas, they're all these guys are cheap. Because they all stink. Next up, after Harry B, Wilson Chandler. Man, I love this guy. Like, I played him a ton on Saturday night. He made me some really good money in some lineups. Unfortunately, I paired him in a lot of lineups with Paul George, who I thought was going to be a really sneaky play. And then Paul George decided to kick a ball in a fan's face. And you guys should Google it, or like watch it on YouTube or Google it. Like, he clearly didn't mean to. He was trying to hit like this, you know, like the padding of the backboard, but he just totally missed and hit this young girl.
Advice to Paul George: it's not soccer. Do not kick the ball.
The thing is though, he gets ejected, and like, because it's an immediate ejection, even though he didn't have the intent to hit someone, and so I had some unbelievably good lineups, and he just they all went to smoke when that happened, and it was heartbreaking. Anyway, so Wilson Chandler though, he played tremendous on Saturday night. I'm trying to real quickly find his stats. So he had 31 minutes, 21 actual points, 9 rebounds, 29 FanDuel points. You know, the last two games, he's had 29 and 26 FanDuel points. He's basically playing 30 minutes every game. Just, you know, Boston's a tough matchup, but 4.9K, that's too cheap. There's so many good players. I don't have him in my cash game lineup right now, but you could use him in cash if you wanted to, and I think he's a fine tournament play too.
Totally agree with all that.
Damari Carroll, just make sure you check on him if he's going to play tomorrow. I mean, the one good thing about him is he's 4.1K, so that's really dirt cheap, although even when there's been a lot of games this year where he's been under 30 minutes, so I would not feel comfortable playing him.
Yeah, I'm not loving Damari Carroll tomorrow either. I think it's just worth mentioning that he might be in, he might be out. So check the lineup before the game.
Yep. You want to take us through the last two that you put up here?
All right. So if you're looking to like super punt this position, you got Jaylen Brown. If our friends at Basketball Monster have him as the top value play of the day, he's only 3.8K against Denver. He had 35 FanDuel points in his last game. He's actually been producing as long as he gets the minutes. But, I mean, it's Boston. There's a lot of different guys they could play. You also don't like the fact that he played a little bit of power forward in the last game. But Denver's going to be running out some bigger lineups, so he might not play at power forward too much. But he's just super cheap. So, I mean, you got to think that he's going to get 25 to 30 minutes, and that should be worth some FanDuel points.
Yeah, I mean, again, on a four-game slate, you can't overlook anybody. So at that cheap price, I mean, he's a dart. He's a fly. He's worth throwing in a couple tournaments probably.
Last guy, 3.7K, Justin Anderson against Milwaukee. He might get the minutes because Dirk is out. A lot of times they oscillate kind of between him and a guy we're going to talk about a little bit later, in Dwight Powell, who's also really cheap. I'm not sure who's going to get the minutes, but if it's Justin Anderson, he's worth a punt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about Rick Carlisle that sucks. He usually tries to be extra super sneaky about these things too. So, I mean, I'm not sure when we're going to find out who he's going to start. And even if he starts one guy, the other guy could end up playing the majority of the minutes. So I'm going to have a little exposure to both Justin Anderson and the guy we'll talk about in a minute, DePaul. All right, power forward. Like, I was trying to think, Tyler, of a time when in my 3-year tenure of DFS, where I've seen a position start out like the top guy with a salary this low. So the top guy at power forward is fat, chunky Julius Randle. And he's
skinnier now.
Yeah, he is. He's all right. He's no Jared Sullinger. Yeah, I'll tell you that. he's more of like a Jared Dudley at this point. So, which is still not great, but yeah, he does look better. But he's the top point power forward in terms of salary, 6.3K versus Phoenix, best matchup, best game of the day in terms of over under. He's actually fun to watch. He's a lot better of a basketball player than I thought, man. He's had close to 40 FanDuel points two times this year. He's been above 35 FanDuel points three times this year. You know, he gets around 30 to 32 minutes. If the game can stay close. He's really a two-category guy in points and rebounds. Occasionally he's actually been getting a couple blocks here and there this year, which is good. I just like it, man. Like, right now, I have this chunky man in my cash games, and I'm going to play him in a lot in tournaments too.
And the thing that I actually really find interesting and like to see is that he, like, brings the ball up the court sometimes. All the time.
Every time he gets a rebound, he dribbles it up.
That's what I mean. He kind of starts the offensive set. So, I mean, 6.3K, I mean, it's not an exorbitant price. And with the projection he's been getting, you know, you got to throw him in some lineups tomorrow.
Yeah, like, my only big fear is that, like, him and Jared Dudley just leave the game and go to a buffet. And, like, you know, they just, like, start talking about food and they get so hungry and they, you know, they go to, like, an In-N-Out burger or something. And then it's just over. Like, I could see that happening too. Like, I mean, that's the biggest concern. I mean, like, honestly, Jared Dudley should just bring a hamburger on the court. That's the defense he should play.
All right, let's go. Move on.
Jeez, man. That was kind of funny. You know it.
You were cracking me up. I'll give you that. But
all right, next up, just a little behind the scenes. So Tyler is mad at me because I made the last show we did about an hour and 25 minutes or something, and rightfully so. Like in all honesty, we're gonna try to in the future keep these pods to about an hour. Just so it's easier for you guys to listen to. So that's why Tyler's trying to rush me through. And by the way, if you guys do have any other feedback though, you want to let us know, feel free to send us, you know, you want to email us, that's totally cool. You want to tweet at us, that's cool. But what's the email address, Tyler?
The email address is dfbpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, you guys should definitely feel free to email us or just tweet at us at like any feedback is a good thing, I think. So,
dfbpod@gmail.com, just in case you need it.
Cool. So next up, power forward, a guy I played a lot on Saturday night, and that's Jabari Parker. Like, he's another guy who's a better basketball player than I thought. Like, I was not fond of his game, you know, and then I watched a couple Bucks games. Like, besides, like, he may be the Bucks' second best player after Giannis. 39 FanDuel points in his last two games. A nice matchup here against Dallas. Probably matchup against Dwight Powell, I guess. 6K is a very fair price. I'll be using a decent amount of him. Right now, I don't have him in cash, because I'm going a different route to try to save some money, but he's a fine cash game play too.
And I think he's slowly, like you said, growing into their second best player. He's only 21 years old. He's just continually getting better. And so you like the matchup tomorrow. And so, yeah, I'm throwing in some Jabari Parker for sure.
So the next guy who just makes me cry, like watching Denver makes me cry. It just, I like Jokic, Nurkic, like they're like saying their names. I cringe. I don't know what to do with them. I want them out of the NBA. I want them out of my life in season long and DFS. It's just annoying. And the Denver front court situation, we could do a whole mini series on that. Like, you know, you got Jokic, Nurkic, Fareed, then you got Darrell Arthur back in now. Mike Malone plays them all. I think he just like goes home and giggles at him, you know, makes fun, like laughs and giggles at himself, and then how he's torturing all of us. So, you know, not the best matchup at Boston, but he's got monster upside. So he's a tournament only play, and I got nothing else to say, Tyler. I don't know what else to say. What do you want to say?
I mean, you can look at him and Fareed kind of together. I mean, who's going to get the minutes? I can't figure it out. The thing I'll say about Jokic, he had a 55-point FanDuel game, so obviously.
Yeah, you know, he has.
Lay it and pray, baby. Lay it and pray, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like he's a dart that you throw the dart in a large GPP and you hope it goes off. And a couple times a year, it will. So, yeah, and his, by the way, that price is too expensive right now. I mean, he's not. Like he has, I guess in a way I understand why it's that high because the upside's there, but just his floor is just so. I mean, like if Jokic had a house himself, which I'm sure he probably does, you know, if his house was like in DFS terms, he couldn't get in because the ceiling's too low. You know what I mean? You feel me?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Next up, dear God, Tyler had to mark the next guy up as another Denver guy, and that's Kenneth Fareed. He's 5.2K. I mean, I don't know what to do with him either. I mean, he has exceeded value in two of his last five games. So he's another guy, man. In all seriousness, I will play a little Jokic in tournaments and a little Fareed just because it's a four-game slate. You got to try to differentiate yourself. And when these guys do get minutes, they can produce. It's just a matter of when will they get minutes, and God only knows.
I will say this too. His minutes have actually decreased in every game since Darrell Arthur came back. And so he may be the least safe of the least safe Denver options.
The least of the least.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel you. next up, Amir Johnson. Amir Johnson is 4.4K. Now, with Al Horford out, there's been really kind of two games that Amir Johnson – and remember, so he's getting minutes even, you know, even though Tyler Zeller – or whatever Zeller is starting, you know, like basically he's splitting minutes with Tyler Zeller. Actually, Tyler Zeller had a good game last game. So, but you know, Amir will get 24 to 26 minutes on Sunday, and he's got upside, believe it or not. He can shoot threes. He does a lot of different things on the basketball court. He's not that exciting to watch because he's another guy who's slow as molasses. But you know, the last two games basically summarize him pretty well. 18 FanDuel points and 45. So I think the 45, that's a little high. But he's capable of giving you like 30. So, but he also is capable of giving you about 18. Now, the good thing, though, is at 4.4K, he only has to give you about, you know, what, 22? Is that right? Yep. Something like that? So,
yep.
Yeah, so he's, you know, he's a fine play on Sunday.
Yeah, and I will say this, that Denver, obviously they're going to play two traditional big men, and so you like that for Amir's value, that maybe he gets a couple more minutes because just Boston is trying to match up against the bigger lineup of Denver. So, I mean, yeah, he's worth a shot tomorrow.
Yep. Next up, so Dwight Powell, 4.1K. Now that Dirk is out, I think Dallas will start him. And, you know, I'm not sure how many minutes he'll get. I mean, it's going to be – interesting to see. I mean, he got only played 23 minutes with Dirk out last game, but he had 27 FanDuel points. He is kind of a fantasy point per minute guy. I liked him a lot last year. I played him quite a bit when Dirk would miss some time. So he's a guy that right now I do actually have in my cash games, and I'll be playing in some tournaments too. I'm a big fan of him on Sunday. Now, just have to remember what Tyler said earlier. It's very, you know, if Carlisle ended up playing Justin Anderson, you know, a lot of minutes too, that wouldn't surprise me. So Paul, but the thing is this, I still think Paul's going to get, no matter what, around 24 minutes. And at that, if he gets 24 minutes, I don't see how he doesn't hit value.
I mean, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it too. The price is just too cheap for the minutes he should get. And so he's a good play tomorrow.
Next up, Larry Nance Jr., 4.1K versus Phoenix. This is a perfect matchup for him, Tyler. You know, I was a little worried how he's going to get minutes with Randle, but Luke Walton can play Randle or Nance Jr. at the five. They can play either one at the four or the five. So Nance Jr., he's been getting like 30 minutes or less around there the last three games, and he's been getting like 30 FanDuel points around there. He's been 30, 29, 28 the last three games. Like, surprising, sneaky, good production from him. He's an intriguing guy. I'm going to play in some tournaments on Sunday.
I'm going to totally agree. He's a real high-energy guy, and he does, like, a lot of different things. He's kind of always running around the court, grabbing rebounds, getting some stick backs. And so they don't really necessarily have the quality plays for him to get some points and some rebounds. And so you got to like that at that cheap salary and a good matchup. I'm definitely playing some Larry Nance tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's super fun to watch. So everyone should just play a lineup with him just because he's awesome to watch. Last guy, Omri Caspi. He started on Saturday for Sacramento, only gave us like 12 FanDuel points, unfortunately, or I think it was 13 FanDuel points. They got blown out, so he only played, it was 24 minutes. If Gay is out on Sunday, I would expect he starts again. And as long as he's starting, man, he's worth a flyer. Like, I don't know, I used to love Caspi, just – I don't know. Lately, he hasn't done much. I mean, even last year, on the second half of the season, when he would start. George Karl loved him. He would get some serious minutes, and he just wouldn't. His upside just really wasn't there. So, if he's starting, I'll play in a couple lineups. I just won't feel great about it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. He had that memorable game last year where he went three pointer with Steph Curry that a lot of people remember, but. Just don't love the production he's been producing this year, but the minutes could be there in a 3.9K, you know, it's a shot in the dark.
Yeah, and like someone from Sacramento has to score, right? So it's like, if you just think like logically, like someone is like, they're going to score 80, 90, 100 points, like even if they get blown out, like it's got it.
Well, so and they're trying to replace Rudy Gay's a little over 20.
Yeah, so it's like,
scoring, so
Caspi can score a little bit. I mean, you know, so it's worth a shot. All right, Seth, why don't you take center, man?
All right, so center, top play on the board, DeMarcus Cousins, 9.7K at Toronto. He's averaging 39.9 FanDuel points, but this game could be a huge blowout. You're probably going to have the money to play Cousins if you want to play Cousins, but, I mean, with the nature of the game, I don't know that I love him. What do you think about Cousins tomorrow?
Yeah, the big mope, this guy, this bumbling buffoon, he has disappointed me almost every night that I've played him, you know, and I keep falling for it just because he's that talented. I mean, the problem, like you said, the salary, we're all going to have the salary to play him. Like, it's going to be, you know, do you have the guts? Do you have the courage, Tyler, to basically look at your lineup and say, you know what? I have $4,000 left over and I'm fine with that. I'm going to go Nurkic over Cousins. I mean, like, you know, like how realistic is that? So just because of that, I'll still end up playing a lot of Cousins. Like right now I have him in my cash game lineup and I'll play him in tournaments too. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, five games in a week. He's not looked great. And by the way, Valanciunas is a pretty good defender, so not a good matchup for them either. So, just not. Normally, I would. This would be a great day to fade Cousins, but due to the slate circumstances, you're probably gonna end up playing him.
Yeah, I kind of agree there. Next up, you got Jonas Valanciunas, 6.1K. Same game, they're playing Sacramento. He's been, you know, had 45 in that opening game of the season, then 29, 24, 21, and 22 FanDuel points. There's a big blowout potential. He hasn't really been hitting value, so I'm not loving Valanciunas tomorrow. But, I mean, obviously, you're going to probably throw him in some GPPs, I know, but let's hear what you have to say.
Wow, you sounded like very bitter about that. Fine, should I not throw him in some GPPs?
No, I just know that's what you were going to say, is I'm going to throw him in some GPPs.
Dang right, I'm going to throw him in some GPPs. So win me some money. Yeah, it's just not a lot that's appealing here. Let's move on.
All right, so you got next up Nurkic, part of the Nurkic-Jokic. 6K against Boston tomorrow. He's gotten you 39, 24, 47, 32, and 28 FanDuel points this year. He really hasn't been getting that many minutes, but he's still producing even in the limited minutes. What do you think about Nurkic tomorrow?
Yeah, if I was tweeting, I would tweet out Nurkic is greater than Jokic, at least. who is greater than Fareed? Who is greater than Arthur? I think that's the food chain. So, you know, Nurkic, I never feel good about playing any of these guys, but he's a fantastic tournament play. Like you said, he doesn't need a lot of minutes, you know, to hit production. He's got the nice upside. You know, looking at his box scores, like, his production's actually been fairly impressive. So the 6K price, I think that's scary to me. Everything is scary about Nurkic and that Denver front court, but that means it's a very good tournament play. And I'll say this, he's also matched up against Tyler Zeller. That's a very easy matchup, delicious matchup. Take advantage.
Yeah, I totally agree with all that. Next guy up, you got Greg Monroe, 5.9K against Dallas. He's had 36, 25, 20, 28, 44, and then only 16 FanDuel points tonight in that blowout against Sacramento. Bogut is a pretty good defender, so you don't really love that matchup for Greg, but, I mean, he's a potential value guy. I mean, you got to love that 36 and 44 FanDuel points he's got in the season. What are you thinking about Monroe?
What happened to the Moose? Remember when the Moose was playing with Drummond and he was like legit, like he was really good, man. He was putting up like 20 and tens, like, I mean, he's almost averaged that.
Well, and then he decided to sign that contract, you know, last year with Milwaukee, and everyone was surprised he didn't go to like a
big city
and a big market team. And he's only 26 years old. Like, I don't know. I think Jason Kidd maybe just hates him. I'm not sure.
Is there a more boring player to watch play basketball than Greg Monroe?
Oh, there's got to be some.
Let's say front court, and I mean front court player.
Costa Kufis?
He's pretty bad too. Yeah, but Kufis, it's always funny watching big lanky white dudes play though. I don't know. So I guess that's something that's funny about that. But Greg Monroe, just like, yeah, I mean, I'm not feeling this. Like the only reason why I'll play him in a lineup is just because it's a 4-game slate, and you never know. It's hard to be sneaky on a 4-game slate and find someone who's like less than 5% owned. But that very well could be Greg Monroe. So,
yeah. I mean, I totally agree. He's kind of a punt.
I think like his price should come down too. Like he's a 5K player.
But he's only getting 22 minutes a game. That's so what I mean. You don't love that.
He should not be 5.9K. He should be 5K. FanDuel, listen to me. 5K.
All right. So next guy up, I think, has a great matchup, and he's actually been playing really well. Tyson Chandler, 4.7K at the Lakers. He started off the year with 19 and 19 FanDuel points, but then he bumped it up to 29, fell back down to 13, and then in the last two games it's been 29 and 35 FanDuel points. What do you think about Tyson Chandler tomorrow?
Yeah, this buster, he ruins my life because I'm a big Alex Len fan. I want Alex Len to play. And by the way, Alex Len is more expensive than Tyson Chandler, even though Alex Len doesn't start. Alex Len's 4.8K, another guy you can play tomorrow to play him only in tournaments. But you're right, Chandler's when he's gotten the minutes, he's looked good this year. So I don't know if he went to Germany, got some procedures done in the offseason, because towards the last couple of years, he's looked dreadful. So like you said, great matchup here. I think he's safe in cash games. It's got an okay floor at that price, and he's also probably a guy you want to throw in a couple tournaments. You can feel confident using, or not confident, but if you want to roll Alex Len in some tournaments, that's fine too.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for Chandler over Len tomorrow, given the choice. Next guy up, you got Andrew Bogut, 4.2K versus Milwaukee. He's gotten you 19, 18, 25, and 14 FanDuel points this year. He's expected to return. If you're looking for someone cheap, he may be the best of a bad lot. What are you thinking about Andrew Bogut tomorrow?
Is he going to play? Like, why was he out against Portland? Do you remember? I don't remember now.
He had a personal issue, they said, and now he's supposed to be back tomorrow. So
I thought he just filed out in 0 minutes. Like, because that I could see him doing that too. But so the funny thing about Bogut is there's not many guys at this point that I haven't played. I haven't played him in a single lineup this year, so I'm excited to throw him in one out of my 20 or 30 whatever lineups I play tomorrow. But I just think no upside here. Just like earlier when I mentioned like if Jokic had a house that he walked into, I mean, like, what would Bogut's house look like? I mean, it wouldn't even be like a doghouse. Dear God. I mean, I guess he said one game with 25 FanDuel points, but I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, he could get you – I mean, he's not going to score that much. He never does, but he could get you two or three stick backs, maybe get you 10 rebounds, block a couple shots.
Over-under, how many points has he – actually, not over-under. Just give me a guess. How many total – just points, not FanDuel points, has he Andrew Bogut scored this year?
How many games?
2, 3, 4, 5.
Five? I would guess he scored 12.
18.
Oh, see, so he's doing better than I thought, even.
Yeah, my dog got mad at that. Even he knows. Don't play Andrew Bogut. Relax,
All
little man. We're not playing Bogut. We're not.
right. All right, so you got two guys left. Tyler Zeller, 4.1K versus Denver tomorrow. He's gotten 25 and 28 minutes in the last two games, and he got you 18 and 36 FanDuel points in those two games. Denver's going to play big, so he should get some minutes. What do you think about Zeller tomorrow?
Yeah, man, like Zeller's, he's been surprisingly productive when he started for Horford. Ed Harris, relax, man. Let's calm down. We're okay. We like Tyler Zeller now. So he's been, yeah. So I will play him a little bit in, God, I don't even, I mean, I guess in tournaments, like, there's so many cheap, all these guys, man, like, this is the problem. I have so much salary, so I'm going to probably use Cousins in cash, but like Tyler Zeller would be a fine cash game play, but just not tomorrow on Sunday when you have so much money left over. So, you know. But he's a fine play. Relax, relax, relax.
All right, so last guy of the night, you got Timothy Mozgov, 3.8K versus Phoenix. You love the over-under in that matchup. He's gotten you a 23 FanDuel point game this year. He's the best option if you only have 3.8K left at center. That's what I'll say, the nicest thing I'll say about him. What are you thinking about Mozgov tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to play. I'm not going to play him. Yeah. And Tyler, I'm not even gonna throw him in some tournaments.
Oh man, I don't know. What if he gets
you? No, I'm gonna fade the Moz tomorrow.
All right, I guess I can't blame you for that. But I'm thinking if you're looking for a super cheap guy and you don't like Zeller tomorrow, Mozgov's probably the next best option.
Yeah, I mean, like quite honestly, in that game, I'll be interested to see how fast both teams go small. You know.
I could see that, but. I mean, Tyson Chandler's going to start. He's probably going to play like 25 minutes, so I could see him matching Mozgov up on him for that 25 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, that's it. That's that bad four-game slate in the books.
Yeah, guys, so all right, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the – oh, God, man. I don't know what my dog hears. So anyway, yeah, with my dog wanting us to end the show, we'll leave it at that. Enjoy the games. Remember, we're having a season-long pod on Sunday as well, so make sure you tune in for that. Otherwise, we're out.